Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl.
To be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just want to welcome each and every individual under the sound of my voice. I want to welcome you this morning. Hallelujah, to our praise and worship kingdom service. This is not a pre-recording, but I'm coming to you live. Hallelujah, and I just want to send a shout-out to all of my continual, loyal, and faithful listeners, and may God richly bless each of you. I want to welcome my first-time listeners and guests, hallelujah, and Kingdom Assembly, hallelujah, and kinship family and colleagues and just each and every one, hallelujah, that's out there in our digital audience on this morning. And may God once again richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I won't be with you long this morning. I will be with you rather briefly, but I will just allow the Lord to have his way in our service on this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want to just send out condolences to all of you that have lost loved ones. May it have been in the last 48 hours, last 72, last 48, last 24, 8 hours, 4 hours, moments ago, seconds ago. And we want to do this to let you know that in your hour of bereavement, that you are not alone, hallelujah, and that you have prayer warriors that's praying around the world. They're praying with you and for you that God will bring about relief and restore the joy that you once knew, hallelujah. And so I guess without any further ado, because like I said, I won't be with you long on this morning. And so we're going to go right now on into opening prayer. Because each time that we approach this podium, we fail not to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming Messiah. His identity is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. So I just ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together, God, in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, you said in your word that when you went away, you went to prepare a place for us upon your arrival, hallelujah, for your bridegroom, that you would receive us unto yourself. But until that time is upon us, God, we will continue in your will and in your way, mounting up, hallelujah, from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every individual that's hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory and we won't take your praise, but we'll be mindful to give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God and his people, hallelujah, say a resounding amen. All right. So once again, you're tuned into my digital live praise and worship church experience. And we're coming at you. This is Wednesday, September the 12th, 2018. At 1:05 a.m. Hallelujah. So I just want you to just get your chip and your dip, whatever you want to sip, get your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, bring all your digital devices, your smartphones and your iPhones and your tablets, and bring them aboard. And we have the chat room that's available for your listening and sitting pleasure. Hallelujah. So I just want to just right now just kind of dive on into the word, because like I said, I'm not going to be with you along on this morning, but I will just, you know, bring, present unto you what God has given unto me. And I'm going to turn my volume down a little bit because I don't want you to hear that, you know, before it's time for, we have a lot of time for our praise and worship service, but right now we're going to go into the word of God. And so I want to have your attention. We're going to go into, hallelujah, the law. We're going to be reading our first key scripture, and it's coming out of the law, Psalms 95, 1, and then on down through 8. It says, O come and let us sing to the Lord. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellions. All right, we're going to go on to the next key scripture reading, hallelujah, on this morning. Praise God. All right, it says, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 19:4. All right, our third key scripture, we're just moving right along, reads this, truly my soul silently wait for God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalm 62:1. Hallelujah, Jesus. And our final key scripture for this evening is coming out of the law of Psalm once again, 126:2, and it reads this. They said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And so we're talking about worship and praise. We're talking about giving God his just due, giving God our thankfulness, our thanksgiving, and just thanking God for allowing us to be engulfed with his Holy Spirit. You know, because you know, this is nothing to snare over. This is a beautiful thing to have embedded in your spirit and in your soul, the salvation of God. You know, because when you have the salvation of God, it enables you to live out a lifestyle that's pleasing, holy, and acceptable unto God. And so when you go, you know, in your church settings on Sunday, you know, we know that millions of Christians gather each Sunday to worship God as their creator and their redeemer, whether formal or integral. We know that it can be casual or spontaneous church service or an occasion to declare God's worthiness and to give him praise. We know that in centuries ago, we read in the church history, tell us that how quickly worship can degenerate into an empty ritualism. This occurs whenever God's people harden their heart and fail to obey his word. We know that the psalmist knew this to be true from Israel's experience. Under the leadership of Moses, they had been miraculously delivered from slavery in Egypt and had fervently praised the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 12 and 15. But almost immediately they began to doubt God's goodness and trustworthiness. And you know, we find that out in our world today. We find individuals that have come through death, hell, and the grave, have come through bankruptcy, have come through fires and tsunamis and calamity in their life, and God has brought them out. God has brought them through. God has brought them over to the other side. But yet, when they get in a dilemma now, they don't know, you know, where their help is coming from. They want to know, where is God when you need him? But I want to let you know and to inspire your heart that God is always there. He said in his word, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I will be with you until the end of the earth. So we know that God never leave us. We leave God, that God do not ever leave you and I and us. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, God is a present help in a time of a storm. Hallelujah. So whatever storm that you might be going through, just I want you to just look up and know that your Redeemer liveth. God is not dead. God has been out of that grave over 2,000 light years ago. God is sitting high, and he's looking low in his heavenly dominions over the good and the evil. The Bible says that the earth is his footstool. So I want you to know that whatever you're going through, don't doubt God, but trust him. Take him at his word, because God has never lied. God is not going to start lying. God hates liars. And he said that liars will not tarry in his footsteps. So like I was saying, that we know that people began in this age that we're living in now, that people began to doubt God and what he will do in their lives. But see, God is the same God he was over 2,000 years ago. He's that same God. He has not changed his demeanor. He has not changed his identity. He's not changed his faithfulness, his loyalty, his love, his generosity. God has not changed not one iota. So God will bless you if you believe and if you ask. He said, ask, and it shall be given. Knock, the door shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. So if you put those attributes, all of them in perspective, it is nothing, not no good thing that God will withhold from them that love him in his call, hallelujah, unto his promise. So we know that God will do what no other spiritual power can do. God can do the impossible. What's impossible with man is possible with God. And so we're talking about, once again, worship and obey. And so we know that the Israelites began to doubt God's goodness and his trustworthiness. They complained bitterly and found fault with the Lord and his servant Moses. They ignored his instructions. And that's the way we are today. We're like baby kids, you know. We don't listen to God. We don't read his word and do what his word instructs you and I to do. And so the Bible says that they ignore his instructions and their worship became hollow. You know, when we go to church, we don't want to praise God. We just sit up there and look like we don't know where we are. We're in space or we are just, you know, beyond ourselves, you know. But, you know, when you get in a place of worship, you should be glad to be in a place where God can be praised and God can be worshiped and adored, because, you know, God's grace and goodness that kept you and I from hurt, harm, and danger, from death, hell, and the grave. A lot of people didn't get up Sunday morning. A lot of people didn't get up Monday morning. There are some didn't get up Tuesday, and then some didn't get up Wednesday. But you are clothed in your rightful mind. You're able to move about in your extremities without any assistance from anyone. You know, you should count it all joy. You should be glad to raise your hands toward the heavenly host and tell him, thank you, God, for preserving my life. Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you for putting food on my table, clothes on my back, automobile, a ride, or money for a taxi or Uber or someone to pick you up or however you commute and get around in your daily itinerary. We should not be so set in our ways and to think that this is the way it's supposed to be because, you know, God don't owe you and I anything. Whatever he give us, hallelujah, we should be happy. We should be pleased. We should just adore God's goodness toward us because God loves us that much because he gave his life. They hung God high and he stretched him wide on Calvary Mountain. For yours and mine and our sins. God didn't have any sins. We was the one that was sin. We was down in the mire clay of sin. Wretch undone sinners, lost and on our way to hell. But God saw fit to pick us up out the mire clay, clean us up and wash us off and call us unto himself. And we are servants of God. And we should act like we are servants of God by referencing God and lifting our hands and giving him praise each opportunity that we have. Because, you know, when it's all said and done after this life, after you close your eyes and waiting on that great resurrection morning, it'll be too late to raise your hands then. But we should praise God while you have a chance, while you have this opportunity to give God praise. And obey God. Whatever God tell you and I to do, we should do that happily and not grumbling. But we should obey God's word. Hallelujah. And so we're going to keep on moving right along because, like I said, we know that time is of an essence. But we do know, hallelujah, that God said that he bore us on eagle wings, and he brought you and I to himself. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, once again, coming out of the law of Exodus 19:4. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know, hallelujah, you and I can become absorbed in our work that our devotion to Jesus has lost its importance. God, hallelujah, we should ask him to use our distresses as eagle wings to carry us far away from our worship of work and back to our first love, and that is Jesus. God did the same for the Israels, for Israel in Moses' day. He delivered the Hebrews from an impossible taskmaster, brought them on eagle wings back to himself. Hallelujah. We can praise God that we have learned a lesson that's vital for all followers of Jesus Christ. Our God-given work must never compete with our main calling, and that's our devotion to Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that many Christians are strong on service, but they're weak on worship. And that's where we should obey God in our worshiping. We should obey and worship God, pray, and seek his face. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we need to just sit and allow God to minister to us. And we find out that in the law of Psalm 62:1, Reed says that truly my soul silently waits for God. And I knew that, read that written on the walls behind the pulpit of a church, said the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Habakkuk 2:20. And we should keep silence as instructed. we can reflect on the wonders of God and his salvation. And then the silent, hallelujah, you and I can sense his presence. Today we live in a noisy world. Many people can't even drive without music blaring from the car or the beat of the bass vibrating their vehicle. Many church services are marked more by noise than by quiet reflections. Find out that in the ancient time of the pagans, they cried out in a noisy frenzy to their idol. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Kings 18:25-29. Then in a sharp contrast, the psalmist saw the wisdom of silent because in quiet reference, God can be heard in the stillness of the night on the starry sky, in a hushed sanctuary, in a quiet room at home. You and I and us, we can meet the living God and hear him speak. Hallelujah. And the psalmist's words are relevant today. Wait silently for God alone. Speak, Lord, in the stillness while I wait on thee. Hush my heart to silence. Hush my heart to listen in expectancy and to hear God's voice. Speak to you and I and us. We first must turn down the world volume. Listen to God. Obey God. And worship God. Hallelujah. God loves for you and I to worship him in sincerity and in honor and praise of all the things that he has done for you and I and us. I mean, God has done marvelous things in yours and mine and our lives. And we should praise God, hallelujah, from our lips. Hallelujah. In the law of Psalms 126:2 reads, said, they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Me and you and I can say the same particular thing, that God has done great things for you and I and us. We know that communication experts tell us that the average person speaks enough to fill 20 single space typewritten pages every day. And this means that our mouth crank out enough words to fill 2 books of 300 pages each month, 24 books each year, 1,200 books in 50 years of speaking. But thanks to our phones and our voicemails and face-to-face conversations, words comprise a large part of our lives, so the kind of words we use are important. The psalmist's mouth was filled with praise when he wrote Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for him and his people. Even the nations around them notice. Remembering God's blessing, he said, our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Verse 2. What words would you have used in verse 3? Have you been writing this psalm? So often our attitude may seem to be, the Lord has done great things for me and I. For me and I. Hallelujah. Can you and I recall them right now? Hallelujah. And you can wonder what he'll do next for you and I and us. Hallelujah. You can finish it by saying, now I'm praising and thanking him for his goodness. As you recall God's blessing today, express your words of praise to him. When my thoughts and the words are in one accord, then the words of my mouth honor Christ, my Lord. Let no thought linger in your mind that would be a shame to let out of your mouth. Hallelujah. So in ending, I hope and I pray, I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, You're most certainly encouraged in your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. So your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you to worship God in your next church service. Worship and praise God in all that you do. God would be so pleased. God would just be just elated for his son or daughter to praise him and give thanks for everything, may it be small or great. Nothing is too, you know, small that we can't give God thanks. Even this woman in the Bible, she gave all that she had. She had one mite. And God said that she gave more than anybody because she gave all that she had. So we know that it's no small, you know, victory or no large victory. But everything that God present unto you and I and us should be a celebration moment. Thank God for everything that he has done for you and I and us. And in doing so, God will bless you again and again. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to change our service to praise and worship, and this is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Once again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Sermon on this morning entitled Worship and Praise in Gratitude, in Faithfulness, in Love and Obedience. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator has been overseer-elect Janice Ward. So until we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We just thank you, God, for allowing us to come across these airways on this morning. So till we meet again, you be blessed. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Thank you. but to